Later this year, Hillsborough County voters will make the call on the tax site proposal, which would provide $180 million annually for road, bus, and rail transit. The Sun City Center attendees seem to be evenly split over the proposal. Several supporters were new to the area and brought their own perspectives on how transit worked in other cities. Steve Shipman of Sun City.
I'm a blue-collar worker, uneducated, but I have a lot of experience with watching a city grow. I spent 20 years in the seat of a gasoline tanker in Seattle, Washington, which is very much like the Tampa area. Every tax dollar we put into mass transportation, now that we have the opportunity to hook up with a rapid transit that'll go to Orlando, should be above ground, light rail. That should come first. Then you build your bus system around that.
Resident Jim Harkins was skeptical of the proposal. He feels Hart diverted money from a previous bus project to the Tampa Trolley, leaving citizens of the South County area with an empty promise.
I'm opposing it. The monies got diverted to the trolley car downtown. You know, we've seen this movie before, I believe. So here we're going with smoke and mirrors. They're down here with their bells and whistles. And the whole scheme is energize the people to support the 1% sales tax. And that's all. Why should we believe them? You know, we'll put it this way. I believe Heartline has been very economical with the truth.
The initial phase of light rail include lines from downtown to the USF and West Shore areas. Later expansion are for lines to Brandon, South Tampa, and the Northwest County area. Several Sun City residents push for an extension to the South County area. Mary Chevalier is Chief of Planning and Program Development for HART.
We've got a huge county. We cannot afford to serve with this proposal everybody with light rail, because it would kill you with the operating costs and the capital costs. So we looked at where we could get that intensity and then try to get people to those corridors.
Many attendees, like Harkin, had the same concern, that the tax will largely be paid by residents of unincorporated Hillsborough, and that the main beneficiaries will be residents of Tampa, where the proposed light rail is located.
It just has the appearance that we here in unincorporated Hillsborough, who has the votes to kill this thing? Now, Tampa is going to get the gold mine, and unincorporated Hillsborough is going to get the shaft.
Hart is counting on getting around half the light rail funding from the federal government and laid out a long path ahead. They don't envision beginning construction for 5 or more years. Chevalier said it could be difficult to get federal funding.
And we're working with Federal Transit very closely. We're hoping to get a final approval on that planning study by the HART board in June, and then try to get into the next step, which is preliminary engineering. You have to go through the planning, the preliminary engineering, and some of that final design in order to get the formal grant agreement with the Federal Transit. So it's several years of work.
HART is focusing in the shorter term on improving bus services. They believe that this is needed to move people to the rail line corridors, and that it's the only way to make progress in the short term. The proposed bus improvements include more frequent service, adding more express routes, and adding to the recently announced flex services. Ed Beer is manager of transportation planning for the county.
The first 5 years before you have rail, you have to talk about the bus improvements, because that can happen pretty quick. Yeah, that can happen that 6 months to a year. You can buy another fleet of buses. Yeah. You can increase headways and all of that. And so there's a lot of that that's kind of staged in the HART plan.
Today's meeting was one of a series of 7 requested by the County Commission. To learn more about future meetings and plans, visit the Hillsborough Transportation Task Force website at hillsboroughcounty.org/transtaskforce. For WMNF News, this is Mark Anderson reporting from Sun City Center.